Blog Talk Radio.
I see we having some issues over here. So what's up with y'all out there? This is your boy Max, man. I know it's been a long time since I've been a horse like this, but we still gonna try to work some things out. All right, 646-478-0944. That's the number for you to call, man. I'll let your boy express yourself and let us know how you feel. All right. Tonight, as posted. We'll be talking about the Pope quitting. We'll get into a little bit of state politics. We got some things that are jumping off around the state that y'all need to be aware of. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Because, you know, people doing their normal one too. We may or may not like it. So, if you don't know, then I think it's my responsibility to tell folks. You know what I'm saying? So, with the comments and calls, you can holler at us here. Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. You just heard the song Games. That's right, Games, by your boy E-Max Image, and that is off the CD soundtrack for the Euclid Project. I am E-Max Image, and I'm here for you. So, that's what we do tonight. And I guess I'm telling you, getting my shit together here. And I am. But it's all good. We will be the best that I can to recording of tonight's show. So if y'all would just, you know, bear with me while I'm setting up, then we can I have our conversation? Is that cool, Jim? Yeah, it's me. You know what I'm saying? We here, and I really want to add some news about the mayoral race. As far as I know, Donald Walker Brown has changed to wanting to run for city council instead of running against Mayor Frank Jackson. So I guess that's a cool thing to do, man, especially when, you know, you may or may not have as much power as you think. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just wanting to do something really doesn't make it where you can do it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have to be put in a position where, you know, they're surrounded by those that can help them move. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we're not there. We don't do those things. We don't, as Napoleon Hill called it, mastermind alliances. You know, they're important. So you got to remember, when you want to do some things that might seem a little bit far-fetched for others, you know what I'm saying? It may not seem so far-fetched for you, but you can't let nobody tell you that you can't do. And personally, I think it was just too much negative energy around that because a lot of people didn't think she would do it. You know what I'm saying? And because of that, I don't think she did. So if she had more support, then I honestly believe she would have made it all right. Everything would have been cool. We have us a new candidate for mayor right now in Donald Walker Brown. This is your boy, Max the Image, and whilst I'm getting myself together, I'm going to play another song. Here he is, around, Max the Image. Little Talk Radio.
You're so fine, take all my time, but I never gave it to you. I didn't know that I'm supposed to take care of you and nurture you until it was too late to do. I mistaked you for a little something common, and I lost you in the process. I'm so sorry. If I can have you back, I'll take you back without a track, a no reaction of what you did while I was gone.
You're the finest thing I've ever known, and all I want is you.
Good evening, we back, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't feel like I do when it comes to the Pope and things of that nature. I just don't believe that we actually have a choice in what people do with their lives. It's really, to me, it's just indicative of how much of a leader that we, the people, are displaying we need. Some people don't look at it like, you know, they gaming us. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at it like that because they don't see it that way. You know, if basketball wasn't such an interesting game, or if it wasn't a game that drew as many people into it as it does, do you think they would sell tickets? No. I don't think so either. So if nobody came to see, you know, LeBron James, let's just say that. If nobody came to see him play, do you think they would charge you to go to the game? Why would they build an arena for a basketball game? You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that that you got to pay attention to just because the first Pope died and the second one quit. And then they brought in their own. It's funny because look how fast it went by. You know what I'm saying? The Pope is the vicar of Jesus. So a lot of people don't know what that means. Vicar is representative, the stand-in, and the next in charge. Like if you work at Wendy's and your manager left, your crew chief is the one in charge of the store now. Unless there's a store supervisor or a shift supervisor or something. But that's pretty much the way it goes. Now, what's funny to me is that even though the Pope is the next one in line for Jesus, who's the black pope? You know, we got a black pope. He's not black. That's just, you know, his title. But, I mean, what do we need the regular pope for? We got the black pope who has more power than the regular pope. So are you saying that the black pope is the one that sit up next to God? Is that what you're saying to me? Because I don't get it. But these are the things that they put in front of us, and we follow it like, you know, a canteen or a kettle in the dark. You won't walk down the hallway in the dark, especially if you don't know what's on the floor. Shit, what's at the end of the hallway? You ain't going to walk through that room in the dark, especially not knowing which way you're going. But look at this. When the Pope, when the former Pope decided he didn't want to be the Pope no more, he basically just left. When I say he just left, he just left. He said, I don't want to do this no more. My body's sick. Everybody wants too much out of me. The job is a little bit more than I can handle right now. And really, it's just to find out that he was being brought up on charges for some things that he allowed to happen. You know what I'm saying? And without having a public shame, you know, the disgrace of being publicly humiliated for the corruption charges and the charges of money laundering for the drug cartels over there. I mean, you know, hell. It's just all of that right there. Just take. We don't even have to go that far back into history basically to see that we've been set up for the woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? When I say set up for the woo-woo, I mean, who the hell we follow? You know what I'm saying? It's one of the reasons why I decided to step away from religion, because there's so much bullshit in it, all right? I'm a spiritual person. I choose to worship the creator and not the creation. But the creation says to me that I'm damned, that I'm wicked and all of this and all of that, because so many people put so much emphasis on the creation that they forget about the creator. You cannot replace the creator with the creation. Okay, we are the creation. There is no creation that can say to the creator, I'm better than you. My way is better. Especially when the creator made the way. Do you understand that? That's just the way I see it. So you don't have to think like me. You don't have to believe like me. But in the same respect, I don't have to think like you, and I don't have to believe the same things you do. So if we could, we could. If we not, we not. I don't care. I'm not one of those people that care if people like me or not. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's one of the reasons I'm on here. Because, you know, really, it's a lot of self-confirmation. And if you don't know what that means, that means I like to hear myself talk. Huh? So y'all know what's up, man. It's your boy, Max. And I'm just a bit under the weather, but not too far. Just a little bit under the weather. Not too far. So I'm doing my 1-2. What about you? I will play some music for y'all in the background, but I don't think you can handle it. You know what I'm saying? E-Max, the image of the talk radio. And we are in for a treat. Last week, Al Porter called me in, and he was telling me about this thing they was doing down here on 93rd Elizabeth, okay, where men stood out there. There were some women out there for a while, and they decided to stay all night, you know what I'm saying, in support of the neighborhood, in support of, you know, people showing, the community showing that we getting sick and tired of all this bullshit going on in our neighborhoods, people killing each other. Somebody decides who lives and who dies, and they ain't even God. You know, they found a young lady under a porch, stuffed under a porch. Found another young lady in a dumpster. And from the news reports, both of these ladies were headed to work early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So that shit like that kind of, you know, it hurts you to the heart, man, because it gives you the impression that no one, you know, nobody is really caring anymore. You know, people act like if they don't do something, you know, it's a new world order. It's a new world order. Now, we already had that old ignorant ass motherfucker that lives on the Imperial. Okay, I'm not even going to say his name because it's like people, it's like love finding out shit. You know what I mean? But there's so much of that bullshit going on right now, and it's coming to the forefront. Not like it's just now starting. It's been going on for years. Okay? But I want y'all not to get caught up into this end times thing. You know what I mean? The end of this age is not going to be over for at least another 150-some-odd years. We're in 2013, so you figure out, what's it going to take? Another 43 years. 143 years before the age of Aquarius, okay? So at this point, not being too far away, you know, 143 years ain't that far away. But if you think about it, that's one or maybe two more generations of what we got to deal with in this life. For us, what's up, dog? Chillin'? You got cheese in the house?
Right there.
So I just want to make that point. The point that I'm really trying to make is that you cannot and you should not allow people to tell you what's getting ready to happen and what you need to do and how you need to live and lay down all your weapons and all of that so that we can control you. Because if you show yourself to be able to be controlled, then believe it or not, somebody gonna step up to that plate. That's just like saying shit out loud. You know, you speak shit out loud, they always tell me, oh, you speak it out loud, you can bring that shit into your life. That's right. Well, the elite practice this. Our dumbasses don't. We're sheeple. And we still don't realize that that's what they call us. Sheeple.
Sheeple.
Led to the day of slaughter. You know what I mean? Now, for whatever reason, I'm going to call his name out because it was part of the reason why I'm still talking and not playing music. Because in hopes I was looking for this number to pop up. All right, now I'm going to tell y'all a scenario. Where I'm going to set the stage for you. I'm a free thinker, okay? I exercise my right to think for myself. Somebody can say something to me and I'd be like, oh, yeah. They say, yeah. I said, let me check that out. That's me. You can tell me something, and I'm not going to say, damn, for real, well, let me change my life. I'm not going to do that. Because I'm not going to do that, friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, we came up on the same side of the fence, but now we're on opposite sides of the fence, according to him. Because, you know, he said he on fire for God. And 99.9% of the people on this earth that I come in contact with, I can't speak for everybody, but most of the people that I deal with, including me, you know what I'm saying, for at least 40 out of 45 years of my life, I believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior. I did. I don't believe that no more. And the reason why I don't believe that no more is because I started going back and studying my culture, my history. Things I wanted to know where our last name came from. Why weren't we able to keep our last names when our great-grandparents and their grandparents became slaves and their grandparents? What the hell happened? And even this white man asked this question. I can't remember his name, but it's neither here nor there right now. But he said, what was it about the Africans that when the European slave traders started coming along, they decided that these people could not only keep their, well, couldn't keep their culture, their names, they could not even worship their god or gods as they had for thousands of years, even millions. Who knows? Now, Zechariah Sitchin say that the evidence that he deciphered from all these 45,000-year-old tablets and everything that he's, you know, coming across, that we were the Anunnaki, who's looking for a slave trade, you know, slave race to mine the gold so that they can repair their atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. That sounds kind of far-fetched, doesn't it? That a being that God created from another universe was able to come here to our planet and create the human race because they did not want to work. Did that seem far-fetched? Sound like white people to me, don't it? It sounds like the motherfuckers that created slavery. All right? Now, King James Stewart authorized the printing of his version of the Bible in 1611. Of course, there were different, well, according to Dr. Michael Heiser, there's over 5,500 copies of versions of the Holy Bible, but the only authorized version is the King James, okay? Now, he commissioned Constantine, and I got this from a number of sources, Ray Hagan's, we can just start there, commissioned Constantine to declare, declare Christianity the one world religion. And so they started going around plundering and tearing up shit, burning down entire villages. They was going from door to door, collecting any kind of book, literature, whatever you had, they took it. Because the only thing you were supposed to be able to read, if you could read back then, was the King James Bible. Now, another thing that's weird is it was first translated, they said, into the Hebrew text, but they don't know where the original text came from. They don't know where the original texts are. They can't find them. Okay, whoever created the Holy Bible came with the Holy Bible after hundreds and hundreds, almost a thousand. Okay, the Pauline doctrine, which is considered the New Testament. They said Paul didn't even write it. Somebody copied it. The powers that be decided that Paul's message was the message that everybody was going to follow.
It was his message.
Jesus. It's the New Testament. See, John didn't write John. Mark, Luke, Matthew, they didn't write their own books. These were they ain't doing shit but raining. Alright? They ain't doing shit but raining. Either that or I'm giving y'all a little bit too many facts right now. But I noticed that sometimes Blog Talk Radio don't like to let you talk too much. And I don't even think it's the Blog Talk Radio. I think it's the FCC. It's the media moguls. When you start speaking truth, then you get food bars in the network and all of that shit. This shit just don't make no sense. And this is what I'm talking about. And you can call customer service and say, hey, my motherfucking show just shut down unexpectedly. Oh, it's probably your system. It ain't got nothing to do with them. You know, that kind of shit. So we let that roll. But like I was saying, man, y'all don't let somebody tell you what the fuck you're supposed to believe. You know what I mean? Personally, I don't think God needed to write a book. His evidence is everywhere. We got trees. It's raining right now. You know what I'm saying? We got trees. We got grass. We got ground. We got the ocean. We got the stars in the sky. We got the moon, the sun. Hell, we got this planet. Who made it? Who made the planet? Why is it that you can take flowers and shit off of a tree, off of a plant, and they'll grow back? You can cut shrubs down to the stems at the bottom, right above the surface of the ground, and they'll grow back. You know what I'm saying? How's that happen? What tells that cell to split into two, and then tells those two cells to split into four, and so on and so on? You know, what is it that keeps our heart beating? And I know scientists and everybody say, oh, we're just a big old gigantic electrical impulse walking around. Yeah, well, who set the battery? You know what I'm saying? Who set the battery? The Bible said Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. But it don't say that when Lazarus raised up from the dead, and he asked Jesus to spend the night with him, did it? You ever heard that one? I hadn't heard it till the other day. And I said, damn, is that right? So I wrote that shit down. Check in your own Bible. Go through the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And see if in your Bible it says that when Lazarus sat up, he got to talking to Jesus, and they was talking, and he told him, I want to spend the night with you. And Jesus said something to him and covered his naked body. Some humble and radical shit jumping off. Like, Jesus, you brought me back to life. I'm your girlfriend. That's fucked up, ain't it? But these are some of the books that have not been included in the Bible, like the book of Judah. You know, Judah was supposed to be, they call him Judas Priest. Well, how about Judas was one of Joseph's kids from a previous marriage? He was Jesus' brother. So James and Peter, okay, all of them, and Jonas, all of those were considered Jesus' stepbrothers because Mary was 14. Her family had been basically destroyed for what? Not converting. So she escaped. Well, they took her away because the centurion was going to take her for the king. She was going to be a concubine. All right? Yeah, she was getting ready to be a concubine. And they said the angel of the Lord came to Joseph, and this guy that these people that took Mary gave her to Joseph and charged Joseph to take care of her and take her somewhere else. See, we got the story that they was just together, and the Lord came to Joseph and said, your wife is going to be found with child, so you're going to have to, and people ain't going to understand that she a virgin, and you an old man, but she pregnant. So you're going to have to take her, you know, because back in them days, she was a woman and he was having sex with somebody, or you could be stoned to death. You got pregnant before you got married, you could be killed like a motherfucker. That's considered some witchcraft type shit. Debauchery and all of that. You know, those words are ancient. Those names and evil things, you know, that you could be called. as a human being come from the ancients. So when Joseph found that Mary, see, you would have thought, everybody used to say, well, damn, even me. Why wasn't Joseph mad? They say in the Bible where he thought to, you know, set her away privately because he didn't know that God had came and got that ass before he did. And not only got that ass, popped one in her. Okay? All right, this is the Holy Bible says. Now, I don't know if that story is told on the Egyptian carvings or Ethiopian carvings or anything like that, but this is the story that is being told in the Bible. That Joseph and Mary. That's how it started. It don't start that Mary was in trouble or that her family was fucked up. You won't even get some of the reasons, like in the Holy Bible, they only talk about Enoch a little bit. Enoch was a perfect man, they said. He was the only one that was straight enough to talk to God. Now, this is after Noah's flood. This is after Noah's flood. So if Enoch was there with God and walked with God and God took him, why wasn't that in the Bible? That part was in the Bible. Why don't we know more about Enoch? Okay? Because King James Stuart and Constantine and the councils of Nicaea, the 127 leaders from around the world at that time, decided these books were going in the Bible and these were not. They got a book called the Book of James, the real Book of James. It's not in the Bible. It was people from, like say for instance, Jesus was walking around and he got his 12 disciples. Well, don't you know that each one of his disciples probably had 12 other people following them around, especially if they knew? If you knew your dude was following Jesus around, I'm about to call my dude. Follow Jesus around. Get some of them labels and miracles.
So they started the first gangs.
And not only that, there's always been somebody there to document what happened. There's always been somebody there. Why do you think that the camera is so fucking popular right now? See, we take a lot of shit for granted. Pencils, paper. See, if they eliminate the need for pencils and paper, then why would you need to go and unroll the motherfucking scroll that you found? Oh, we don't have use for this no more. It's garbage. Piece of paper. That piece of paper could contain some information on it that just might change your life. But because we're in a digital age right now, we don't need paper, so they see. It, I mean, the shit that come out your ass ain't digital, so we don't need some paper. We're going to keep chopping down trees. That bidet shit don't work. Because you're walking around with a squishy ass all day. People try to figure out why they're seeing your pants wet. Oh, I was under the day. Get you some paper. So I guess my message is to think. Use your own brain. Come to your own conclusions about the things that is put right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? For so many years and for so long, man, I can't even count how many years I've sat up there like saloop-dee-doo and would laugh at other motherfuckers who I thought was saloop-dee-doo. Just to look in the fucking mirror and say, damn, you was part of that faloop-de-doopness too. So instead of being mad at myself, I basically set out to figure out what I needed to do to change the way I thought and how I saw things. And that's what I did. And it basically brought me into a whole nother realm of awareness, man, that a lot of people speak about. They want you to stay stupid. Oh, no. Don't try to increase your, see, it's like this. Last night I was listening to a little documentary, and a little white man came on and says, don't try to increase your awareness. That is only the Antichrist who is in the form of Lucifer sending his workers in the form of the Antichrist to, for you to increase your conscious levels and your awareness and this and that other. That's only one of the tactics that they use in the age of deceit right now. So let me get this right. If I come across something that could possibly help me be a better person, a better human being, and exercise my right to come to my and form my own conclusions based on the information I'm receiving, that's from the evil one. That's evil. So to be able to read and write and speak and think right now, that's evil too. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And I swear, I wish one of you motherfuckers, sorry ass bastards that think you can get that shit off, call this fucking phone number right now. 646-478-0944. You think Alex Jones got something for your ass? E-Max Anderson from Cleveland, Ohio got something for your ass. And I'm just a simple, plain, black man. Okay? And my name is not motherfucking Robinson. I changed it. All right? You son of a bitches call me Robinson to give you my money. But I changed my motherfucking name. Okay? And I changed my name because I don't know where the fuck Robinson came from. I ain't no motherfucking Robinson. My name is Kunta. Now, until you tell me where that fucking Robinson name came from, my name is Kunta. And for all you weak-ass motherfuckers that don't understand it.
You can get it just cost.
Yeah, it costs you a little more than
$99.
Right. See? I spent that
$99. That tells you where you come from.
Oh, yeah. See, Robinson ain't even no fucking name. The name is Robbins. But the motherfucker that owned our family, his last name is Robbins. And the ones that owned the slaves that they created the name for Robin's son, Robin's sons owned these parts of my family. Okay? All they knew was that's Robin's son. It's his slaves over there. So they call the Robin's sons slaves. That's as far as I got at Ancestry.com. But for $99, we can tell you Robin's first name, where they started, where they live, where they came from, and that's it. Fuck y'all, too. Fuck y'all, too. Because they don't want you to know your heritage. If the fuckers want you to know where you came from, they would have knocked the nose off the stinks. The sinks, all right? They wouldn't be over there right now. What was the whole point of the state of Israel being created?
The whole purpose?
Yeah, we know what the news say. Well, what we don't pay attention to is what the politicians say. See, they use, like, must. And guaranteed and fulfilled. Alright? I've always said that if you wanted to keep a secret, why would you write it down in a book? Why would you write it down in a book? Because most fuckers won't read. They'll just wait for somebody to tell them what to do.
Well, they don't know how to read.
They don't know how to read.
That's why they want to dumb them down.
They already did. The motherfucker just said on the news, the preacher, that all of this trying to grow consciously and increase your awareness and trying to tap into your spirituality through science and technology and all this, that's an evil one. But wait a minute. It's a scientist that just said our body is made up of all of these fucking electrical currents and shot points. Okay, it's called pressure points. It's like the Chinese do. They can poke you in your arm and your fucking body goes stiff right now. Okay, that's a science. Okay, that's one of them ancient mysteries that have been passed down. How do you think a motherfucker massage there if there's no way to touch you without killing you? Okay? Some shit is right out there in the open for you, but we don't use our motherfucking brain power. We use our senses. see, touch, smell, hear, taste. If it ain't within that realm, it's some bullshit. And the people that know we feel like that gave us that idea. If we make them feel like the five senses is all they need, and everything else would be some bullshit. So when Barack Obama said, I'm trying to figure out which way we going to do this. Are we going to go with the Muslim way of doing things? Are we going to go with the Christian way of doing things? Or are we going to go with the new way of doing things? We can do it from a biblical standpoint, or we could do it like, you get my point. You know what I'm saying? The people stand there, oh, ha, 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 he, he, he. Barack Obama. Well, according to prophecy, which is written, okay, there's going to be someone that's supposed to usher in this new era of the Luciferian rule, okay? Now, according to the Bible, all of these things have been prophesied in the Bible, okay? But I've heard George H.W. Bush, and you heard too. We need a new world order. We're working hard at it. Once we're successful, and we will be, you'll see a greater a global unity and peace and all of this and all of that. You know, we're going to rule where the rule of law, we govern by the rule of law, not the rule of man. And he called it like Neanderthal practices. So in other words, I'm telling you that I'm going to run all of you son of a bitches, me and my family, going to control everything in this motherfucking world. And y'all going to be our slaves. And this is basically what the fuck they're saying. So here we go. Everybody forgot about the chemtrails and the heart machines and shit because we ain't had no strange weather anomalies that they reported. The strangest thing that happened was when the Pope decided to quit, the lightning bolt hit the Vatican. Now, if we can steer a fucking tornado or a typhoon or a hurricane over China and rip their shores to shreds, we can sure send a motherfucking lightning bolt to the Vatican to fuck with the people. Oh, it must be a God thing because the lightning bolt hit the Vatican 6 hours after he decided to quit. 6 hours! If that was a message from God,
the lightning bolt would have struck me.
It would have struck me and the whole building would have been tore up. It would have been a crack down the middle of the building and they would have said, oh, that's God! Like they said.
Right.
It was prophecy. The lightning bolt struck. God is angry because the Pope quit. The Pope is a fucking man. But he was placed in a position by us. We gave him his authority. And because we gave him his authority, he usurped that shit. I am the vicar of Christ. Before you can pray to Jesus, you must say something to me. Hear me a few times at the same time.
Right.
To go gotta get. So I want y'all to marinate on that for a second when I get into this track. I want y'all to marinate. And when I say marinate, think about it. Okay? Think about everything that you've been told. Think about everything you believe right now. Just think about it. You got about 4 minutes, and we'll be back, and then you can tell me. Good Talk Radio.
Did you like me, girl? Was it keep on teasing me. When you know you should be pleasing me. Always having what I'm needing, babe. Never giving what I want, babe.
No, baby.
How could you keep on teasing
How
me?
Could you?
Some people hear the word, and, you know, they don't get it. Some people hear the word and don't believe it. Some people hear the word and they fall flat on their face. They're the ones they're looking for. See, spirituality is like slavery. You know, if I told you that if you just believed in what I believed, then you'll have the promises that I have. The promises of eternal life. And how about, you know, most Christians, if they find out you ain't Christian, they don't even want to be your friend. Well, that's what's so fucked up. It's because, you know, who the fuck do you think you are? You walk on two legs just like I do. But because I don't believe what you believe, I don't give a fuck. Keep your ass moving. As a matter of fact, I wish a lot of you motherfuckers thought like that. Because we wouldn't be in the situations we're in right now if a lot more people thought that I don't give a fuck whether or not somebody likes me. I don't care whether or not somebody believes what I believe. If we thought like that, the world would be better. The world ain't like that because we ain't better. If we were better, this world would be better. But we're not better because we listen to other people. See, somebody could pull up, and it's evidence in the hood. You know, a nigga could pull up in a car with wheels, some sounds, shiny paint, shit he couldn't afford if he was working. All right? I don't know too many motherfuckers that went to college and came out of college and make $150,000, $200,000 a year and blow their money on Chevys with rims and, you know, woofers and, you know, flip-flop paint jobs with the bowling ball, and the diamond flakes and all of this and all of that shit and fur around the damn dashboard. You know, I don't think motherfuckers that go to work and earn their money hard way gonna blow their money on no shit like that. All right? Well, that's not what is glorified. What's glorified is the motherfucker that get his money and blow that shit on material shit so that everybody can see it. I want to let you know I got motherfucking money, okay? That's why you got the motherfuckers in the neighborhood that ride around like that, ain't got no jobs. The motherfuckers ain't going to college, okay? They had the mentality I used to have. As long as there's a motherfucker getting high, I'm going to eat. And believe it or not, it's been like that since the beginning of time. This ain't nothing new. Read Ecclesiastes, people. You know, you almost have to get your basic living instructions. If you want to find out what the fuck is going on in your life, read the Bible. And I would say start before John. Start at in the beginning. Skip over Numbers. Go through Chronicles. Skip over Kings. Go to Proverbs. Go to Psalms. And go to Song of Solomon's, go to Ecclesiastes. You know, when I realized that Paul was talking to the Romans, the Hebrews, the Thessalonians, the Corinthians, and he decreed their course of discipline and their spirituality when he was speaking to them. And he didn't speak to them, the evidence came out that there were liars 400 years after Paul died, who decided to take some of his writings and include them into the Bible. Now, John, he was supposed to be the one that baptized Jesus. Jesus said to him and to everybody that asked, who is John? Is he the Messiah or is he just a prophet? He said, oh, no, I tell you, he's more than a prophet. So, if you were more than a prophet, if Jesus said you was more than a prophet to the people who was waiting on him, okay, wouldn't that put John above Jesus? I mean, yeah, wouldn't that put John above Jesus? Because John is the Baptist. Did you know that there was a woman, and back in those days, and she was one of Jesus' followers? What was her name? Shekla, something like that. And they would not baptize her because she was a fucking woman. And she got in the water and baptized herself. And Jesus was right there. John the Baptist wasn't that. She was a woman. She was one of Jesus' followers. She was there before he walked by and seen Simon Peter and all of them by the tree. She was with him already. And John wouldn't baptize her. So she jumped in the same water and baptized herself. It's in the book. It's in the book. Peter wrote a book, okay? Peter wrote a book. It's not in the Bible. All of the people that followed Jesus around, somebody else took and wrote their lives down. And they added those to the Bible. We don't got Enoch. We don't got the real James. There was a whole bunch of books that they decided was heresy. Too fucking far-fetched. Now, you and me sat up, and we watched Zeitgeist, and we saw the horse, and we saw the Mithras. Everybody was born on the same day. Everybody died on the same day. Everybody was resurrected 3 days later. Everybody had an Immaculate Conception virgin birth. So, why the fuck would I be the evil one? Because I choose to step back from all that shit. Because everybody wasn't born the same motherfucking way. Everybody wasn't born the same motherfucking way. They even got a thing out there talking about one of the reasons why we're born head first. Okay? It's because the way we are made, our bodies are supposed to come out head first. Some of us come out breech. It's supposed to be a higher power that's got something to do with that.
Right.
It means something when a child comes out breech. The doctors now say that's a bad thing. Okay? So if for thousands of years they say no, 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 no. See, most of the queens and the kings and all of them, they came out feet first. Most black babies come out feet first. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want to tell you that the reason a lot of black babies come out because we are from the original bloodline. Most of the ancient kings and queens that ruled the earth were born feet first. So it's part of a bloodline, feet first. Okay? So it's bad now, or they call it breach. And if you look at the definition of the word breach, that's penetration. What do I got to do? They're coming out feet first. Not a damn thing. Okay? So I want y'all to just look at shit, man. Think. Somebody said to me one day, of all the shit you think you know, what is it that you don't know? And I said, well, I don't know. And just imagine, of all the shit you do know, how much more shit it is out there that you don't know. It's because you focus on that shit you do know, and the shit that you do know was taught to you. You didn't teach yourself shit, okay? We always talk about education, this and that and the other, not being able to spend time with our kids and focus on our kids and what they do in the schools. That's because we use the excuse of being too fucking busy taking care of everything. But you ain't. You ain't taking care of everything. You know, so you are not trying to teach yourself anything. We cannot allow ourselves, just like they tell us, sit back and let the shit happen. That ain't the way God works. The Creator said, let there be light, and there was light. So that meant the job did what it was supposed, the light did what it was supposed to do. Okay? God didn't say, I'm going to create light and put it on the ground and wait for it to ask to be light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So from the jump, the light did what it was supposed to do. He made the light understand you are to light the world. You are light. This is your job. Do that. The light knew what it was supposed to do, and we had light. We had a sun.
And what's the night for?
What's the night for? Take your ass rest. Okay? To rest. You know, it's man's greed that keep businesses open 24 hours, 7 days a week. There is, we only think we need that gas station. Let me tell you, we need that gas station at 3 o'clock in the morning. You understand anything? If you walk your ass up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you ain't got no miles, you're going to go to the gas station and get you a mile, ain't you? In the back of your mind, you're going to be like, oh, all the things is out, all the criminals is out, the evil is out, the police is out, put the motherfuckers over at 3:30 in the morning. All I'm trying to do is go get me a mile and come back home. You might not make it. Because you decided, you chose to go out there with that element to satisfy a craving, so that you can be pleasured. Because believe it or not, the effects of sitting back and just hitting your mind and taking that deep breath, like, that's a fucking pleasure. To be able to sit back and relax, that's pleasure. A lot of people don't understand that, but it is. So, 646-478-0944. I thank all my callers online and on live, so y'all know what it is, man. Just let us know. And what I don't want from this point is 1,000 people sending me 1,000 Facebook messages this morning, either criticizing or agreeing with some of the things that I say. All right?
Research.
Do some research.
Look up the information.
I mean, damn, how far? Hey, I put you like this. The preacher had to go to a Bible seminar, Bible college, you know, seminary. And if he really wanted to be a real preacher, he would go and do theology, and they would do archaeology and, you know what I'm saying, geology. Because you have to know where the shit is that you're preaching about. You can't say Mount Ararat, and you can't give me a general description of where it might be located on the map. You can't do that. You can't do it. You cannot tell me to believe in Jesus and you can't tell me where his name came from just because you were up on the top of that damn pulpit. You can quote every Bible verse that there is from every single Bible from around the globe, and you ain't doing nothing but talking shit to me because you still ain't answering my fucking question. Can't nobody answer the questions that I have about God, and that's why they get mad at me. Because I say to them all, just say, you don't know. Don't try to preach no motherfucking bullshit to me that you don't know. You don't know what God look like. Hey, these motherfuckers walking around for how many years now? About 700 years with a picture of Serapis up on everybody's walls. And then you got these God help me, but my mother included, walking around with the black Jesus. The black Jesus. The only reason why we got the black Jesus, because the fucking slave masters didn't want the slaves in the same church building as them. They had to fucking go to church in the chicken barn with the chickens and the roosters and shit flying all over the motherfucking place. Shitting every motherfucking way. That was our church. And I bet you don't nobody know that the church steeple is actually the obelisk. Lisk. Stupid motherfuckers. That tall ass steeple that goes up to a point that represents a penis. And it's on top of them to every church in the city, especially the big ones. Okay? Just like the Washington Monument and the Statue of Liberty, they're all, because they even brought a couple up, and one of them is in Virginia. We was watching about that, the real capital of the United States, of America, rather. Of America. United States is Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. That's the United States. America is the land in which it governs. Y'all believe me. This ain't nothing I'm trying to teach y'all. I just learned this myself. I checked it out. So you can act like I'm crazy, but like I used to tell my baby mama, oh, so because you don't know about something, it ain't true, huh? The fuck up. You just show how ignorant you are. Somebody knows something you don't know, and you think it ain't true because you don't know it. That shows two things, your ignorance and your stupidity. Because if something somebody told me and I had never heard of it, my natural instinct is to check it out. Let me see what this motherfucker talking about.
Research.
Research everything. And, you know, don't be like 99.99% of the people that just open up the Bible when they want to learn something about Jesus. Because it's out there. The evidence is out there that there are non-biblical publications that you can get information about who Jesus is. Anyway, it's not. Okay? It's information out there that Christos means the smeared ones. It's out there. I read it my fucking self. See, some shit seems so far-fetched, man. Like, everybody went out and spent all that money on Easter eggs and jelly beans and candy and dresses and shoes and shit like that just to celebrate the pagan holiday of the dawn, the goddess of the dawn. And what's her name? Queen Ishtar. I-S-H-T-A-R. Type it in your fucking Google box. Type Ishtar in the Google box. Not Easter. That's the English translation of Ishtar. It's about five translations. And Ishtar is the original tongue. Okay? Hebrew. They say Hebrew language comes from the Sumerians. They came from the Lemurians. The Lemurians were supposed to be the actual first human beings on the planet that had a written language. Just to prove how stupid they want you to be, some idiot was on the squat box the other day was talking about 6,000 years ago when the world began. 6,000 fucking years ago. He was standing there holding a, what? A holy Bible. So all of these things are, you know, happening now, and they said it is prophecy and it was written and these other things. Is we're in the end times now. If we are in the end times, why are these motherfuckers steady building shit? Why are they worried about the economy? Who got jobs and who don't? In the end times, don't you think motherfuckers will try to get together to save the people? No. Because they telling the people it's the end times. Look out for signs and wonders, wars and rumors of wars and this and that and the other. So if I was super fucking rich and I wanted to control the world, I would just make sure that everything that the Bible said happened. Everything.
But wouldn't you be creating a new slave race?
Mm-hmm.
By making them be afraid.
Yep. You,
but that's what they did in the beginning.
That's what they're doing, right? That's, and look, man, listen to this shit, dude. I just heard this the other day. I didn't know that the when you, back in, when the Muslims was converting motherfuckers to Islam and they didn't want to be Islamic, they started cutting people's head off. Anybody that didn't want to be, you know, Muslim when they was doing their little, you know, thing, if you didn't want to convert, it would cut your fucking head off. Beheaded, because I don't want to be Muslim. Now, those that converted to Christianity, you heard about the Muslims that converted to Christianity, they got price tags on their life. You know? God says, thou shalt have no other God before me. How many gods is it out there? Chinese got a God. The Mexicans got a God.
Indian.
The Indians. The English. The Africans. Everybody got, every fucking country got their own God, and they give him his own name. So, and God said, I will be known by many names. There's only one me. And my thing is, even in Revelation, if you read Revelation, at the end of it, it says, and even my servant, my slave, Jesus, I put him over here on my right hand side. And he worshiped me. He sang with the angels that sing my name all day, every day, nonstop. So at the end of the world, if Jesus that was supposed to save all of us, he sit on the right hand of God. He ruling us too. Think about it like that. Look at it like, wait a minute. We are all going to follow this one man who's following one man. See, Jesus got his instructions to instruct us, and we're supposed to follow Jesus. So, according to the scriptures, they didn't listen to God. Nobody listened to God, but they listened to Jesus. See, God made Jesus and sent Jesus into the world. And he told everybody, y'all ain't listening to me. I'm going to send my son to the world. Y'all going to listen to him. You going to listen to my son.
Oh,
you know what? Tonight I'm going to get on my knees. And it ain't even knees, man. Prostate is not knees, dog. Okay? Prostate is not knees. It's not, it's, you know what prostate is, dude? What the fuck the police tell you? Lay your ass on the ground, spread your hands and legs out. That is prostate. That's prostate, dude. Okay? Flat on the ground, spread out. Face down. That's prostrate. Hands up above your head, your legs stretched out, and you laying across the floor. Prostrate ain't not on your knees with your face to the floor. That's not prostrate, dude. No. We get instructions to be fools, and because we trust the people that are supposedly our leaders, we have faith that what they say is correct and true. But you ever notice that the motherfuckers in charge are always happy? You know why? Because you believe that shit they handed down. You know what I mean? Now, you, the shit that we believe that they handed down becomes law. First, it's an idea. And because that idea worked, then it becomes a law that's been implemented. And now you are no longer under the rule of law. You are under the rule of a thought that it just might work. And because it did, and now you are subjected under another form of control that was placed on you based on deception. Deception. Okay? How many times you motherfuckers have went and applied for a job, and even in the newspaper, the motherfucker said, $15, $9, you get there, and you go through the rigmarole. We're going to start you off for 10 and then eventually move you up. Wait a minute. But the ad in the paper said, 15, I know, and I know what I said, but this is what it is. And because you went through that motherfucker trouble, you say, fuck it. You accept it. Because who told you to accept it? Society. The society is not the people. Society is the controller of the printed page. And right now, the printed page got a light on the screen and colors all over it and shit. And you can do things on it if you touch it or move a mouse. That's our printed page now. So if Lil Wayne said, the bitches love me like Satan, now you want all the bitches to love you like Satan. What the fuck does that mean? I still don't get it. Bitches love me like Satan. Are you saying that the bitches love Satan?
Right.
Or that you so much like Satan that they love you like they love Satan? What the fuck is that? I mean, tell me.
I thought Satan was supposed to be an evil person.
Yeah, Satan was supposed to be evil.
So why would the riches be one of them?
Wow, man, for real. Bitches love me like Satan. What the fuck is that? I don't want no bitches to love me like that.
No, I don't want to be
bloody
like Satan.
No way.
I don't even
want to
be Satan.
Mm-hmm. Because Satan is, you know, it's funny. You have to take the good with the bad. So I've been listening, I've been watching some Aleister Crowley and some of his followers and the people in this Luciferian thing. And by the way, y'all, if you don't, when the New World Order kicked their motherfucking heels up and put their feet up on the table, when they put that chair in the upper room for the Pope, get ready to everybody in this motherfucking place to wear a McDonald's uniform. Because you're either going to be a farmer, you're going to be a construction worker, or you're going to make hamburgers. You ain't going to be able to decide where you want to work. Because right now, if you don't believe me, go on your motherfucking internet, close Facebook for a few minutes, and type in Agenda 21. Type in Agenda 21 to see, ain't our country already divided up into 10 regions for FEMA management? You know, they don't believe the FEMA camp shit is true. Motherfuckers don't. I tell people, what about the FEMA camps? All of this is biblical. It's all prophecy. me tell you something about that prophecy. If I was part of the richest people in the world and I wanted the people to know exactly what I was doing, how would I present it to them?
You give them a flyer?
No, you would present it to them like, hey, this is what the divine prophecy says.
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to start seeing strange things and miraculous signs and wonders, and everything is coming true. So, me and you sit in the room, we're like, man, we got to make sure that these people go to war so this over here can happen. So we can say it's biblical. And then we can further control their minds, because right now we did every fucking thing we can and they just won't listen. We got to get the people that's under us to stop fucking with our money.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme for tonight is think for yourself. I heard a man say, would you want the rest of your life to be in your hands?
That shit was so strong.
It's choking. But you got people that question, do you want the rest of your life? Do you really want your future to be in your own hands? So you're saying it's not good to want to have a destiny? They give us destiny. Tell us what it is. Say control your own destiny. It didn't say your destiny, wanting to control your own destiny, wanting to have and know that you have a future is a bad thing. That's evil. That's trying to replace God. That's trying to be God. Who's doing that? Nobody is doing it. Everybody is doing what they told us to do. Go to school, get a good education, find you a good-ass job.
Right.
What do you mean you want to start your own business? Now, wait. You're thinking a little too much, motherfucker. Slow down. First you go to school.
You're the father of control.
Ain't no control there. You are not allowed to control your own life. You cannot control your own life. And for you to have that idea in your head, it's got to be evil. That's some bullshit. And so they want you to believe that everything they told you you could have is evil now. So in a minute, okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. I was watching the video. It was a little African baby sitting in the field. And a little Indian woman walked up to the African baby. And the African baby looked at her and said, what you want? I just want to tell you the wonderful things about Jesus and everything. And this and that and the other. Boom, boom, boom. You can have riches galore and forever and ever and ever and ever. All you have to do is believe. Okay? Now, what you want? A little bit of this land over here. Maybe we can dig some of that gold up that you're sitting on. So let me get this right. In return for teaching me about this man who's going to give me riches and gold and diamonds and jewels and everything else for the rest of my life, I give you a little bit of what I already have. Okay? Think about it. You already got the diamonds, the rubies, the riches, the gold, and all of that shit. And guess what? We ain't going to last forever. All right? Jesus is supposed to be the only one that had the power to lay down. And God is the only one that had the power to resurrect him from the dead. Okay? When we die, They don't want you to think that you can be like God. So they want to remove everything out of your life that will give you the idea that you can be like God. But in the afterlife, see, in the afterlife, where will you spend eternity? That's the question of the century. Where will you spend eternity? I don't know. And I doubt that there's a man on this planet that can tell you. Right now, it's 80 degrees yesterday. It's freezing right fucking now. Can anybody tell us about that? Don't think so. I think they can tell us what the weather might be, what it feel like. But you can't. There's no way. If you can't take the wind and put it in your hand and hold it, you can't tell me what the fuck, how it's going to be cold or it's going to rain or none of that shit. You can guess. It's called a hypothesis. But you can't tell me what's spend my eternity. You can't tell me that I must believe and submit to what you told me is the absolute truth. When in fact, your grandfather and his buddies got together and said, everything that y'all motherfuckers know, unlearn it, or I'm going to kill you and learn what I got to say. This is how you're going to live forever. Okay?
Learn it.
Learn what the fuck I'm going to teach you, or I'm going to kill you. And that's how it's been, especially for black folks. This your boy, Max Image, and this has been Hood Talk Radio for the night. Friday, Hood Tunes Radio, we'll be back with some high Cleveland music. Check us out. Y'all know what it is. We're here every week from 9 to 10:30. Check us out on Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. and also Monday nights from 9 to 10 with Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets. Don't forget, control your own mind. Think for yourself. Do your own research, all right? It's time for the sheepo to go out into the pasture and find their own graves, all right? Click, click. Too late, y'all. Show is over.